The latest from podnews.net, Acast has launched Acast Access, a product that allows podcast publishers to offer subscription-based podcasts behind a publisher's own paywall, which listeners can then play in the podcasting app of their choice. It's a very different model to Luminary's subscription plans for podcasting. Acast Access apparently allowing premium content to be played in almost any podcast app. The Canadian media conglomerate Rogers Media has acquired Pacific Content, Canada's first branded podcast company. The company will join Rogers, but will continue to operate as a standalone business. More radio activity. Corey Layton has been hired by ARN, an Australian radio broadcaster, as commercial product and audio partnerships director. 15% of Australians have listened to a podcast in the past week, say Edison Research in a partial release of their 2019 Infinite Dial Australia study. That number is slightly lower than in the US, where 22% are weekly listeners. The research is fully comparable. Mumbrella's Audioland conference today also included chats about brand safety and exclusivity with podcast heads from Australia. We link to those from our show notes and our newsletter today. Also in our newsletter, Apple have updated documentation and emailed podcasters about their new web player and episode pages. If you've not got the email, we reproduce it in full. Patreon have explained their copyright and terms of use, which some podcasters have queried. There's nothing unusual in them. Spotify is testing algorithm-driven podcast recommendations alongside their music recommendations as well. The Wall Street Journal and Gimlet Daily News podcast will launch this summer. Yesterday, in an internal email that we've seen, we discover the two new co-hosts. Kate Linebaugh is the Wall Street Journal's deputy US news coverage chief. Ryan Knutson is a former Wall Street Journal telco reporter. Also announced, Andrew Sussman is going to be joining as the executive producer. He joins from The World, which is a co-production between the BBC, WGBH in Boston, and PRI. Audio-to-video social sharing company Headliner has announced a deal with Entercom, a US radio broadcaster. Verizon have announced a set of new podcasts from Yahoo Finance and a deal with AdsWiz to offer programmatic advertising. AudioBurst, an audio search company, has announced the launch of a service with Flipboard, offering clips of broadcast radio and podcasts to Flipboard's users. US research company Nielsen has written a piece tracking brand awareness in podcast advertising. Indie Podfest 2019 is a festival for indie podcast makers and fans in Melbourne, in Victoria, in Australia. They have launched a crowdfunding push. The festival is looking for $19,500 to hold an event in July, and the Cincinnati Podcast Festival in October is putting out a call for entries to podcasters that want to present and perform at this year's festival. Thank you to Evergreen Podcasts, a welcoming new podcast network designed for the creative class to create, listen, and inspire. And also to Headliner, tools to promote your podcast on social media with video, for both becoming PodNews supporters today and funding this ridiculously long episode of PodNews today. Thank you to them. We do also mention a bunch of new podcasts, including the Charlie Kirk Show, The Mueller Report, Intelligence Matters, This Is Love, Latina to Latina, and Electronic Propaganda Society. In our newsletter today, you'll find that at podnews.net.